Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday. It's Whiskey Wednesday, baby, and I sure do need a drink right about now. Yes, I do. Listen, broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's a little rainy around here in the Windy City, but that's okay. It's all sunshine and flowers and daisies all up in here. Listen, it is January 18th, 2023, 12:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 1:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it on up to the ATL. Got to give a shout-out to my home team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karun Bhutani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's GUBBARUM. GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gump. Baby. Shut the door and keep on walking. Listen to this. You must do shop Gumba Rum online at GumbaRum.com for the smoothest rum in Boston. Listen, I got some super bad music on today. Independent artist Pleasant Bus Stop, Ryan Curran, and independent artist Char is on air. Today we're going to get on down with it, my darlings. But before I get into the music, I want you guys to do me just a small little favor. While you're on Facebook, y'all know we on Facebook all day long. So listen. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I will greatly appreciate it. Now let me tell you something. Y'all know what? Sometimes it feels like the world is on our shoulder, and independent artist Char knows about it all too well. She understands it. She can relate to it. She has a song about it. And guess what? We can all relate to it as well when the world is on your show. Let me tell y'all something up in here. So listen, independent artist Char went through a couple of things in her lifetime during her journey. And so listen, you know what she decided to do? She decided she was going to write a song about it. She was going to put it in a song so we can all enjoy the journey. Not enjoy the journey of the world being on your shoulder, but enjoying the journey of coming out of it. You know what I'm talking about up in here. Now, listen, I'm not going to give y'all a full-fledged life lesson on when the world is on your shoulder, but guess what? Let me tell you something. When you're walking around and you feeling like the world is on your shoulder, it seems like you can't never see the sunshine. Let me tell y'all something up in here. I saw a post on Facebook. I said I wasn't going to do this, but I guess I am. Listen, I saw a post on Facebook today, and the person was talking about, you know, how people can try to eliminate you. And I think that's very disgusting when that one individual tries to eliminate the next individual because they made a mistake or something happened. Listen, the thing why we have to really be loving towards all human beings, because you never know what the next person is going through. Maybe they're going through a situation where they feel like the world is on their shoulder. Listen, you know, and we all understand, right? We all understand about mental health, mental wellness, depression, and anxiety. And we know a lot of stuff is going on. You hear me up in here? And the thing about it is, a lot of times when people do things to harm themselves, I think I was going in this direction, but listen, a lot of times when people do things to harm themselves, it's because the weight of the world is on their shoulders, and they can't see the sunshine. And they think that the only way to see the sunshine is to eliminate themselves. But listen, my dear, that is not the way to do it. That is not the way to do it. You got to call out for help. Sometimes you feel stuck in the mud, right, when it feels like the world is on your shoulder. But listen, let me tell you something. Talk to a friend. Talk to somebody. I feel like I'm having a session here. Listen, I am not a licensed physical therapist, not physical therapist, but a psychoanalyst or whatever you want to call it. I am not. But listen, I am just speaking from the heart on today. I'm speaking from the heart. If you feel like you need to speak to someone, just call out to a friend. You know, a safe place. Go to a safe place. There's a lot of safe places everywhere that you can get some help. Now, listen, I'm going to let Char tell you in her song, When the World Is on Your Shoulder. And listen, I want to say this before I get to the song, When the World Is on Your Shoulder. Listen, the sunshine is coming. The sunshine is coming. If you continue to hold on, Mama wants you to hold on because the sunshine is going to come. You're not always going to feel like the world is on your shoulder. And the worst thing about when you feel like that, sometimes an individual that don't understand may say things. See, the thing. This is the thing. Let me dial it down a minute. I'm going to play the song too. The thing about it, when people who are not compassionate, when they see an individual, they don't understand the world. You're feeling like the world is on their shoulder. And what happens, person A will say something, and they really don't mean it to any effect. But person B that feels like the world is on their shoulder, they will internalize that and interpret it to meaning it's something about them. That's what people don't understand. That is what people don't understand. When they're walking through a certain journey, people have the tendency to internalize it and internalize the verbiage in their mind when it's really not about them. Oh, good gosh, I'm sorry. That's a huge life lesson. I guess when you're a licensed life coach, and Monique Carradine did train me as a licensed life coach, I guess you just have that gift and it just comes out whether you want it to or not. It just comes out. So listen, independent artist Char, hats off to you and congratulations to you for making this song When the World Is on Your Shoulder. And I want you guys to take a listen to this. Check this out. Now, I do want to say this while I'm waiting for the song to queue up. On yesterday, we had some technical difficulties and could not do any shows on yesterday, so I'm just now returning back. This is the first show from yesterday. Yesterday, we couldn't get any shows to queue up, but now listen, the music is coming up, but for some reason, we're having just a slight little technical difficulty, and you're going to get to hear the song When the World Is on Your Shoulder. It's
that faith is all you need. You've got a friend. Jesse sold the gasoline away. Tomorrow you'll see her on the front page. The candles that she lit, they fade to black. Tonight she's leaving and she's never coming back.
I love that. That is Gasoline. I love that song. It is so soothing. You know, Ryan's voice is so easy to listen to. And then, you know, the musical, the instrument. Oh, my God, Ryan, you did it. You hit it off the ballpark with Gasoline. I love that song. I got some more music to celebrate with Brian Curran. And, you know, he is phenomenal. He, once again, Brian attended the New York City 2019 Independent Music Awards to receive his award for the nomination of his debut album, Beacon Hill. Beacon Hill is one of the top five in the world in the indie alternative rock category. Let me say this real fast. I got some music that's coming up from independent artists, Pleasant Bus Stop. Let me say this, y'all. Because, you know, let me say this. I want you guys to know, whatever it is you want to do, you can accomplish what it is you want to do. I don't care if you want to be an actress, if you want to be a model, if you want to be a runway model, if you want to do music. But now, if you want to do music, please have a boss sign. Now don't get out there sounding like Tom and Jerry running through the house and you know, having a fight and all that kind of stuff. That ain't what I'm talking about up in here. Listen. If you want to do something, you can do it. You know, I ain't got time to really share my whole story. But listen, let me try to put it down in a capsule for you. If I can go through everything I went through in my lifetime and still do a lot of things that I enjoy and just love, I love to make people laugh. Listen, let me get it down dirty real, real fast. Mama went through a lot. Now, when I say that, I had to relearn how to do everything. Listen, a lot of people have had massive strokes and things like that, have had things to deal with. But listen, I have a ruptured aneurysm. I tell the story all the time, and I can't go through every detail. But let me tell you something. I was determined that I was not going to spend my life in a wheelchair. I was determined. That was the first thing I said. I'm not going to spend my life in a wheelchair. And the thing of it is, the thing that encouraged me and pushed me was trying to get back to Columbia College to finish my degree, because I had registered to graduate and only had a few credits to go. And the only thing that was stuck in my brain was the last thing that I did before the aneurysm happened. So listen, when I came back to this world as a human, a living human being, that was the only thing that I could remember. And so I said, I'm not going to stay in this chair because I got to get to class. That's all I kept saying. I got to get to class. I got to get to class. I got to get to class. So listen, I kept pushing myself. Even though my body was saying a whole different thing, I kept saying, I got to get to class. What is my point? My point is this. I want you guys to be encouraged. Whatever you are going through, whatever you have went through, you can make it and you can do it. If I went through what I went through, God knows you guys can make it. I've been kidnapped before. You know what I'm saying. Listen, I'm not making this up, and I wouldn't share this just to be talking. Listen, at 18, I think it happened when I was 18, and sometimes when you have those things that happen so traumatic, sometimes you block it out in your mind. You don't remember what age. But listen, I was either 18 or 19 years old, and I was kidnapped by two men. I was set up by somebody I was on work for. Long story short, I got kidnapped. These two guys took me, and they had their sexual way with me. Let me tell you. If I can come out of that kind of stuff, let me tell you. The whole neighborhood went banana crazy when they heard about what happened, and I had seen vigilantism for the first time in my life as a young person. Listen, you got to let the police and the law handle things. Oh, God, this is a long one. You got to let the police handle things, because what ended up happening, the people in the neighborhood got justice for me. I didn't get it from the police department. And, you know, poetic justice, or however you want to say it, vigilantism is not the right way to go. But let me tell you something. It helped heal me. When I looked out the window the next morning and I saw what had happened, it helped me to kind of get past a little bit what happened. But anyway, the kids in the neighborhood, they knew who did it. They knew who was responsible. They burned up the store. They tore up the store, and they ran the people out of the neighborhood. It was people in the neighborhood that set me up. But I am telling you, those kids did a number on those people in their business. But listen, let me get to the next one. My point is this. Whatever you are going through, whatever you went through in your lifetime, you can come out of it and still do great things within this universe. If I can go through half of the things I went through, and I'm only telling you this a little bit, and still come out with a positive attitude to help somebody else, you guys can do the exact same thing. Now, listen, I got some music. Oh, my God, that was a real huge one. But listen, I want you guys to know that sometimes life gets mucky. Sometimes life gets dirty. Sometimes life gets ugly. Sometimes it really doesn't. Things happen. And, you know, God has a way of still pulling you out and helping you to still see the sunshine. God has a way to let that sunshine still shine. So listen, this next song is coming from independent artist Pleasant Bust Up. This is called Feels the Same. Y'all, check this out up in here. Now listen, this is Feels the Same, Pleasant Bust Up. Thank you. Hey, that is Feel the Same. I love that song. It is phenomenal, and it is great. Listen up in here. It's one thing about that song. You know, I had a lot of thoughts when I was listening to that song, Feel the Same. You know what? You can feel the same about a good thing, or you can feel the same about a bad thing. And the reason I'm going to say that, and I am pretty much out of time, but I sure got to get this out. Listen, let me say this. A lot of times we need therapy, and we don't realize we need therapy. A lot of times we know we need therapy, but we don't want to go get the therapy. Let me say this, and the reason I'm saying it is because of this song, Feels the Same. Let me tell you something, Pleasant Bus Stop. You got a great song there, Feels the Same. And the reason why I said that about therapy is because sometimes when you have an experience, all my life lesson stuff coming out today, sometimes when you have an experience in the past that was good, or if you had an experience in the past that was bad, you can experience experience right in the present. And what will happen if you do not get therapy for that one thing, whatever it was that happened that was bad? While you're living in the present, it will feel the same. You will go through something that you think is feeling the same, whatever happened in the past, but because you have not worked out therapy, going to someone, talk to somebody, it's going to feel that exact same way, even though it may not be a bad experience, what you're feeling in the present. You will have feelings like it was happening to you from the past, and it's not the same thing. Oh, God, this is deep. Listen, this is deep. Oh, Jesus, on so many levels. So listen, I'm going to say this one more time. I want you to get this. You can have an experience that you had from the past that was bad, but in your present, you can have an experience, and you'll relate it and attach it to something in the past that was bad, and you'll think it's the same feeling, but it's not. But you will think that it is, because why? The only thing that you can attach it to is the experience you had in the past, and you don't have any other way to cope with that mechanism. So what do? You attach it to the past, the bad experience that you had, and you have something in the present. Something in the present could be happening to you that is good, that is great. It might be on a relationship basis. Listen, you might be having a relationship right now, and it's a good relationship, but what will you do? You'll keep reflecting to the past of bad things that happened, and you'll find ways to sabotage yourself. Oh, gosh. So, listen, I got to get on up out of here. That is a stone-cold long lesson. My God. So, listen, I hope you got something out of that. And listen, for individuals who went through things in their past, right, and it was great, you had a wonderful time, it will feel the same when you have an experience in the present, right? And it's an experience that you're having that's great. And you'll say, oh, yeah, I remember what this was like. I remember when I was like 25 or 30, and it was just so wonderful. And guess what? When you're healed and whole, you know what? You can live in the present in the fullness, what? In the fullness of the joy. Oh, my gosh. That is delicious. You can live in the presence, in the fullness of the joy of being whole, of being healed. Your mind is whole. Your mind is healed. Your spirit is whole. Your spirit is healed. And guess what? You'll be able to enjoy life in the present and not keep flashbacking to the past. Oh, my God, that was deep on some level. So I hope that helped somebody. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone-cold blast on today. And guess what? I'll be back later on today to do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.